I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, May 15th. Protesters rallied this week outside a career expo hosted by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. WYSO's Nick Herkman has more.
Dozens brought signs and demonstrated on River Park Drive outside a Border Patrol hiring event at the Marriott at the University of Dayton. Under the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security has been on a hiring spree. This includes trying to add thousands of additional Border Patrol agents. Mel Rodriguez is one of the organizers with a group called District 10 Indivisible for All. She said that she and fellow protesters came out to express their concern about the amount of funding that's been going to CBP and ICE, another Department of Homeland Security agency, and how these agencies were treating people.
No matter where, you know, what political party you are, what you believe in, there's some people, sure, believe in, we do have to have border control. We do have to have security in this country, right? Against actual criminals and actual dangerous people. But the rhetoric and the things that are happening in this country, especially the last year, the people getting to stand up and say something.
A spokesperson for U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the agency is committed to open, ongoing engagement with the communities they serve, and that they regularly partner with schools, community groups, industry, and the media. A heightened security presence was visible both inside and outside of the Marriott. University of Dayton officials said the UD public safety officers routinely patrol and respond to calls for service at the Marriott. Because of the planned protest during the career fair, UD said police were there to help keep everyone safe, including those at the career fair, but also protesters, other hotel guests, and employees. For WYSO, I'm Nick Herkman.
The Ohio Collaborative Law Enforcement Accreditation Program is adding two more Ohio law enforcement agencies to its program. The Huber Heights Police Division and Mercer County Sheriff's Office join a 26-agency-wide program, recognizing law enforcement agencies that meet or exceed 36 state standards of professional excellence. Those include professional conduct, bias-free policing, crisis intervention, and community engagement. The Ohio Collaborative Law Enforcement Accreditation Program is the only state-administered program that does not charge agencies to participate. It is also voluntary and open to all law enforcement agencies in the state. There is a state senator who, at this very moment, is walking from Dayton to Columbus. And it's not because he can't drive from his home district to work in the state's capital. State House correspondent Joe Ingles explains why.
Democratic State Senator Willis Blackshear is making a 107-mile trek from his home in Dayton to the State House for one reason.
I've been thinking about for a long time of doing a walk. I like walking, but specifically I wanted to walk for a particular issue.
That issue? To raise awareness for mental health needs. Blackshear is promoting the legislation that would allow K through 12 students to take mental health days off from school. He says he was inspired by former state lawmaker Eric Kearney, who walked from Cincinnati to the State House to raise awareness for asthma. Blackshear expects to arrive in Columbus Monday. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Families of young children will be headed to the Ohio State House on May 27th to join an advocacy event organized by Groundwork Ohio. Groundwork is a nonprofit that advocates for issues that affect children ages 0 to 5. Families will talk to state lawmakers and share their real-life experiences of raising children in Ohio. They will also discuss the policies that impact their ability to work, care for their families, and ensure their children are healthy and ready to learn. The weather is keeping up with recent trends, drenching the region throughout the weekend with a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 p.m. Saturday, but we can expect a high near 79 that day before further showers and thunderstorms in the evening that will carry through Sunday morning, mainly before 8 a.m. We'll get a bit of a break from the rain as we close out the weekend, looking at a mostly sunny day with higher temps near 87 on Sunday. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, May 15th. I'm Shay Frank.